Welcome back to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday. Brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. On the phone, we've got Eric Bessler, the softball coach for Clinton Prairie. Turn things back over to Don and Jamie. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fine this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Playing any softball out there at Clinton Prairie this year?
It's coming along.
The weather's not been the best. And in softball, what makes it hard is it's an all-dirt infield, so any kind of rain at all causes massive challenges for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our field likes to retain a little bit of water, too, so, it's a real challenge for us. Even when, we get a day like this, but rain 2 days ago, it still can be a little bit soft. So it's tough for us to get out on the field if we have multiple days of rain.
So, have the school thought about a tarping system to roll one out just so that it can help out a little bit? Because, and I understand that when rain gets on that tarp, man, it's heavier than heavy. But is it something to think about?
Well, yeah, it'd be something that would be nice to have. But the school's doing everything they can. I know they revamped the baseball field last year and did some changes there. I was told that it would possibly be on the docket for next season. There's some things that I'd like to have done, for safety reasons. But we'll get what we get. And I think I told my kids, when they were young, I said, you get what you get and don't throw a fit. So basically we're going to work with what we have right now. And then hopefully we get something, done different here in the future.
Well, Prairie softball has always been a very, very good program. Talk about your senior and your leadership of your softball team.
Well, I'll tell you what, my seniors are outstanding group. They really, really are. We've got just a fantastic group that just really, they're the stitch that holds the team together at this point. It's been a tough season for us. We know it, they know it, fans know it, and it's been, going through a change and going through some things and having, not the numbers that we'd like to have out right now. It's going to change, just has to get to that, we just got to get over that hump, and then unfortunately this season is the big hump.
So, your record and how many games have you played and how well are you, what's your anticipation through the rest of the season?
Well, right now we're 0-5 and it's been, we played last week, we had two games and against Faith Christian and we got 10 runs in that game and the next game we played a conference of foe, which was Sheridan. And ended up being 11-10. They beat us in seven innings. It was a very close game. We came away with 10 hits on the night. We had an outstanding effort from a couple of the players. We had a freshman get two doubles, which is pretty awesome. And it's just we've got to get over the hump, and we got to do it together. I've been preaching family for most of the season, trying to get us to be together as a group, even though it's, things are tough and we're trying to gel, and they got to find out who I am and what I expect. And, I figured out who they are and what I expect from them. And, I do know we have one of our senior pitchers coming back. She just didn't know if she wanted to play or not, but she did decide to come back, and she's got all of her practices in. She's ready to go, so that'll be a big boost, big shot in the arm for us. And I anticipate us playing extremely well from here on out. I think that's going to get us over the hump.
We're talking with Eric Bessler, the head softball coach for the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Coach, can you talk a little bit about who's been doing some of your pitching and some of it, your players leading for some of your hitting and other areas?
Well, we've had, Shelby Looper's been as a freshman, and she does not have a lot of experience in pitching, but she does have a great heart, and she does well. She's getting better, and for you know, the pitching for a softball pitcher to go in and pitch is a difficult task anyway. They have to work extremely hard, and for her to come in as a freshman and go right to the varsity level, right out of the gate, you know, be our, you know, right now was our, or is and has been our main pitcher, that's extremely difficult. And, right. You know, Haven Wilson's been pitching also, and she has been doing extremely well also. She's pitched in the past. And, you know, we're going back to rec ball pitching and a little bit junior high, but nothing at the varsity level or even junior varsity level, and coming in there. And I've told them, you know, I said, it is what it is, and I applaud you for how hard you're working and what you're doing. You just got to stand on that, you know, stand in the circle, stand on that rubber, and just smile and keep going. You just got to keep fighting through it, because, you know, it'll get better, and it through repetition and all that.
I think you're correct on that. Maybe about 10 or 15 years ago, softball probably switched it. You about have to have somebody at home that's willing to sit on a bucket year round, yep, and catch balls, if it's right, a dad or whoever it is. And I've known some girls throughout the years that have been really successful. That's what they've done, and it's pretty much you got to pitch throughout the year.
Oh yeah, it's an absolute, you know, one of those things. You know, the pitchers have to work twice as hard as everybody else on the team, and that's one of those positions that it takes a lot of grit, it takes a lot of gut, it takes, you know, a lot of time and a lot of patience, and, you know, learning different pitches, learning different things. You know, I'm thrilled with how hard they're working and their attitude that they have going into it. You know, you could have them be down and be out, you know, because they're giving up a lot of runs or giving up whatever, giving up some walks. Right? But it's just, you know, I tell them it's a marathon and not a sprint. You know, get better, keep working. At the end of the season, you know, we're still climbing that mountain. Some teams have already topped out. You know, they're not going to get any better the rest of the season. We're going to be continuing to get better. And that's what I really preach to them, you know, about doing the little things right, block by block, you know, build something wonderful and do it with patience and pride, you know.
And sometimes when you don't have the great pitcher, it makes everybody else on the team better, because you're going to get a lot of hits. So, you know, everybody in the infield and outfield, they all got to work together, you know, to get all those outs and be successful.
Oh, absolutely. And I've got, you know, Cadence Rios is my second baseman, and she is an absolute rock there at second base. You know, I've talked to her, you know, if she wanted to go play college ball, because I think she probably could if she wanted to, because she's got a leadership role on the infield that it's second to none. And then with Tatum Nash out in center field, for her, you know, I tell her, we've got freshmen on both sides of her, you know, starting in left and starting in right. I got freshmen with a senior, you know, center fielder. And I tell her, I said, you're in charge out there. You make sure, you know, you back them up and make sure you do your thing. And she knows the position well and does extremely well, you know, and has been a good mentor for them. And, you know, in between innings, she's talking to them and she's telling them, hey, you know, make sure, you know, first step back, make sure you're always doing. And so it's been great to have them there, you know, in that infield. I have that one, that leadership role for Cadence, and the leadership role for Tatum, and the other seniors that are there. They're coming in. We'll have Joey Fullerton behind the plate, pitching, catching for Maddie when she comes back, and it's going to be. We're going to be fine. We just got to get, got to get over the hump.
Well, Coach, summer league programs, right? I'm sure they play a summer program in Mulberry. Is there also in Colfax also?
I think they do, but what they have done is they've merged them into one unit. And so it's basically they're doing, you know, Clinton Prairie softball, rec league. So they're kind of going under one flag. And I think they did that last year was the first year they did that, if I'm correct.
I think you're right.
And I've talked to the coaches. You know, I've done a little bit of umpiring. I do, you know, do my side gig. So talk to them about things. And I brought them in. And like, we had open gyms this winter and the fall. When we had our open gym, I opened it up to the junior high because I think it's important to, you know, you got to build them young and getting them. And I had a great group of junior high girls came in. You know, I averaged 16 junior high girls, you know, a night when we had open gyms. And, you know, well, some of the coaches were there. Some of the dads are on the junior high. They're on the rec program. There were junior high coaches or just dads. And, you know, I told them this is how we do things. You know, I can always learn from other coaches, which I still do. You know, you got to learn to adapt. But, you know, I want them to make sure that these are some of the drills that I do when I go to high school, you know, that I think are very important. And I introduce them to them, and they've taken those in, and they're doing the same drills. And so we're trying to build a cohesion between all of them, you know. And so the junior high program's doing what I like them to do, and, you know, the rec league is, you know, hopefully doing the things I like for them to do. And, you know, that's the big key is reaching out to the rec leagues and to get them to, you know, buy into what I'm trying to sell, you know.
We talked with Coach Scott with the baseball program 2 weeks ago, and I think they've been doing that with the boys program. The girls maybe a year or two behind, so I think you're on the right track there, but getting everybody, you know, on the same page, because I think that's key.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about who's on the staff with you and helping out coaching the Gophers this year?
Well, I got Ashley Coleman, who's she's my pitching coach. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not, you know, I know you need to stand tall and close the door when they pitch. I don't know a whole lot about it. I kind of concern myself with other things because it's not that I don't want to learn it. It's just that I know my limitations.
Right.
So she came in and, you know, she pitched in high school. She pitched in travel. She did a lot of things. Extremely, her knowledge of softball is awesome. And she's been coming in and she's been helping with pitchers and working with them. And that has helped Shelby and Haven, and even Katie Fear now has been doing a little bit of pitching for us too, you know, two freshmen and a sophomore. So, you know, for them to learn from her, which is really good, has been well. And then right now, Kelsey Martin is my assistant. And she's currently on maternity leave. So that was unplanned when we decided
right.
to bring her onto the staff, and it just so happened she had her baby this week, you know. And to be honest,
congratulations!
That's my first grandbaby, so I'm kind of excited about that. But you know, I'm excited for her. I want her back. She's an exceptional coach. She has been. You know, she played travel. She played college softball. She's now a registered nurse. She works in the NICU unit at St. E. And
sounds like she got her hands full right now.
Yeah, she is. Now she's got the baby. Her husband's the head track coach and cross country coach at Clinton Prairie. And so they you know, they live in Frankfort and they're part of the community now and stuff like that. So. But Kelsey is an exceptional, exceptional coach. The girls all love her. They kind of gravitate more to her, you know, because she's just a wealth of knowledge. You know, it's just it oozes softball. And I told her, I said, "You want to get back into coaching?" She said, or get back into softball. And she just her eyes lit up, and I said, "Hey, I'm going to be the coach." And I said, "I want you to be my assistant." So you know, it was great to have. It's great to have her there.
Is this your first or second year with the Gophers, Coach?
This is my first year.
First year, okay.
Yes.
So I've been asking that question to a lot of, well, almost all the programs. You know, 2 years ago, March 13th, schools all went home for the year, and there was no spring sports. Do you think that's a little bit of play in for the Gophers? A couple of the other programs in the county said, you know, they've lost some kids because of that, and has that played into, you know, maybe you're not as thick on numbers as you once were because you just didn't play 2 years ago?
Right. Yeah, that was a unfortunate situation for a lot of people. You know, my kids were, I had a child that was still in high school at that time, and he lost his season. He was a golfer, and he lost his season.
Yeah.
And he ended up playing doing one more year and then not playing anymore. It really did a lot of damage to a lot of athletics.
Yeah, I agree with you.
In school in general, too. You know, it was a lot of fear. And that fear has still...
I think it kind of sucked the love for some of the game out for some of these kids.
Because
they loved it so much, and all of a sudden it was just taken away from them, and they couldn't do anything about it. So some went back, some didn't. Don and I were talking before the program started today. There's a lot of county athletes that could have went on to... you know, college and play sports and stuff, and some of them are choosing not to, and I think COVID was part of that reason.
Well, yeah, some of them, you know, when COVID hit, you know, they were, you know, what am I going to do? You know, so some of them got jobs, and, you know, they found out that making money was kind of cool.
Yep, right.
You know, you know, if they're getting ready to go to college or whatever, they're like, you know, I could save up some money now, and it's hard because that's a balancing act. You know, that's an extreme balancing act to play sports, go to school, and have a job and do all that stuff. And some of them had to start, you know, they decided, you know, hey, sometimes money is better, you know. And it really, I guarantee that a lot of these athletes that have walked away said, you know, I'm going to go make my, they're going to regret it, you know. Because there's always regrets when you get older. You know, I didn't go out for basketball my senior year in high school. And, you know, I'm 52 and I still regret it, you know, because my dad was a basketball fanatic and he still went to the games. He still watched the games and I stayed home, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's one of those things that they get there and they think it's the right move for them at that time, you know, and they're still 17 or 18 years old. And then they realize that, you know what, man, I missed that. I really did. And you can't get it back.
You can't get it back. That's correct.
Well, Coach, it sounds like you're a young, new coach trying to put together a very young softball team. Everybody's kind of learning together about how well or how you go about doing your things, and as you said earlier, and how the girls are either accepting it or challenging it. It sounds like to me, though, that things are coming together for you very well. One, I'm really glad that you aren't like – having to deal with, hey, I come from Colfax, I'm a Colfax person, or I'm a Mulberry person, that you're bringing them all together to understand that, hey, we're all in this together.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's been a problem with a lot of, you know, schools. You know, they have towns that have their own town pride, which is great, but then they have there's animosity between the between the towns, but they all go to the same high school, and they've taught this animosity, and then they eventually have to come together, and it's oil and water when they first get together, and that's tough because
that's putting it mildly some years,
and you know it's deeply ingrained in a lot of communities, you know, and they don't realize that they all go to the same high school. They all going to bleed the same, you know, the same school colors when they get to the high school, and they've got, you know, ingrained.
Because when they play third grade basketball, they're all Gophers, you know.
Yeah,
so exactly. What's the difference?
Yeah,
that's not just Clinton Prairie. That's a lot of places.
It is. You know, in Frankfort there were five elementary schools that used to, you know, I'm a Kiger Cat or a Woodside Woodchuck, but. By the time they got to the junior high, everybody was all into one thing together, and it worked out very, very well for Frankfort. I think that's one of the challenges that Frankfort has in its athletics, is that it's lost that community of elementary community, and now everybody's just kind of thrown in, and the pride of being a Kiger Cat or a Lincoln Abe is no longer around.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, Coach, looks like you got a couple tough games coming up this week. You got the Hornets, and then maybe end of the week, Carroll. So good luck to you. There'll be some measuring sticks and see where you're at, that's for sure. Right. I think both of them programs are doing real well.
Yeah, well, we're going to put Maddie in the circle on Tuesday when we play Rossville, and that's going to be a home game. So we're excited about that, and we got to get some, get ourselves ready for that game, and this one's going to be the real measuring stick, like you said, because with having Maddie back, she's going to, there's no excuses anymore.
Gotcha. Well, we appreciate you being on this morning. We've been speaking with Coach Eric Bessler, the varsity softball coach for the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Thanks, Coach.